What's up, guys? Welcome to Nerd Cube. It's snowing again, so hell froze over. That means it's time for us to actually get together for a podcast.
The weather outside is
frightful. We have problems.
yes, we do.
Scheduling issues. It happens.
But, yeah, I mean, literally, weather turns to shit, and we always seem to be able to pull it off.
Yeah, it happens.
Like the little cue at the beginning that reminded me of Wayne's World.
That's what I was going for.
Yeah. Party time. Excellent. Time to go make some snow angels.
Nerds.
Fuck snow angels.
You would.
Dude, you saw the T-Rex make a snow angel.
Oh, yes.
I did not see that. That sounds
T-Rex?
Funny.
T-Rex? You didn't see the T-Rex? Oh.
We need one of those inflatable T-Rex costumes.
I have to show you that.
It's an inflatable costume?
You haven't seen those like all the videos all over the internet?
No. No, that's one of the things I've missed, but that's okay. I can picture it being a really big body.
You watch so much random shit on freaking YouTube.
I know.
Well, no, since he has the tiny arms, he just rolls to one side, makes one with his arms, rolls to the other side, makes the other side with his arms.
It's hilarious.
Big angel.
It's pretty funny, actually.
Oh, yeah. So what's everybody been... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, since we've been off for a while, what's everybody doing?
Work
a lot, yeah.
Work and doing Ghostbuster stuff. That's about it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get more time so I could do some of the Ghostbuster stuff too. It's just, yeah, the work schedule is a pain in the ass.
Well, yeah, that's understandable. You work at a bar.
Mm-hmm. But with con season coming up, I think it'll be more flexible.
Right. But speaking of Ghostbusters, I mean, that leads us into, what tonight's main topic's gonna be, so everybody kind of gets an idea. We're gonna go over all things Ghostbusters. I'm sure we'll get into some of our past with events we've done, stuff like that. But we're mainly gonna break down the new trailer that dropped and go over that. I'm not gonna get all the hate that's been everywhere else.
I think mutual decision at this table is we're interested.
Mm-hmm.
We're not defined as excited, but we're definitely interested.
Well, it doesn't look terrible. It doesn't. It looks really
like a good movie.
Yeah, and then some of the lines. I mean, I'm sure there's people that could argue every second of that, but it's like, what's the point? Why do it? Just
everybody's going to freaking make fun of every freaking movie, no matter what it is.
Yeah, it's like you just got to accept it. Sometimes, you know, reboots are welcome. And then sometimes you get Total Recall.
Well, Total Recall was terrible, first off.
I actually did not see that one.
The reboot? Don't see the reboot.
But then at the same time, you get your Judge Dredds.
But that one was good.
Yeah,
that's good.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's this a whole other side of the coin.
There's no way this is going to be better than the
original. Well, no, but it can still be
good. If it even is a reboot, I don't even know anymore. I really don't know. There's been so many different talks. Even Dan Aykroyd's calling it Ghostbusters 3.
Right, and he's like drunk all the time now, I guess.
What hasn't he called Ghostbusters?
You're right, yeah, he did.
Yeah, but
call
this
the
is
game
even after the trailer, he still called it Ghostbusters 3.
It's also Dan Aykroyd, though.
So? Leave him
he's
alone.
He's insane.
He's insane. He's been touched.
He's got Asperger's or something.
He does.
You're Asperger's.
He's admitted that. That's what got him into ghostbusting in the first place.
But, yeah.
Ghostbusting.
Can't listen to him.
Whatever.
We'll see what happens. Through.
We can talk
about theories later. What is crystal vodka?
Oh, he followed through with that.
Diamond distilled vodka.
God, man.
He's like, they're my diamonds.
You pay for my vodka to be peed on your diamonds. Or my diamonds.
The bottle's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, unless you reconstruct it.
Right, then it's creepy as fuck. Have you seen that
video? Yeah, I saw that one.
Okay.
Yeah, that was weird.
But it looks like someone you would imagine drinking vodka all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
It's one of Russia's own.
He needs hair. They didn't put hair on him in the video I watched. The guy was like, creepy. Oh my god, he looks like a sloth.
Right.
Yeah, plus, yeah, there's no way to mold around the top of the bottle. So yeah, he's always going to have that weird bulge in his skull. Yeah, that's why he needed the hair. We got him a good weed from downtown.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, what about the trailer did you guys like?
I mean, it's so far, I mean, they're taking the original ideas, and they're adding on to them. Like again, when we paused that one scene, she's got Ghostbuster knuckles.
Yeah,
it's like the new weapons. Yeah, I'm always down for new weapons.
A lot of cool looking new props and stuff.
I hope they pay homage to the old stuff, though. I mean, and as like even if they do like a joke or maybe something from the comics where they can make one of those arm pan things that they made in that Valentine's Day issue, so that they wouldn't blow up that lady's house. The proton pack for the arm. Yeah, they can make something like that and be like, "Well, that would never work," you know, and then just, you know, something funny.
I don't know.
Or make the original trap. Oh, no, that's too small.
Well, yeah. And there's also Easter eggs in there. I mean, because clearly,
we'll talk about that.
Okay. Sorry, I was thinking about some names I saw in the background.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
But I'm just, what did you like about the trailer is what I was asked.
So far, everything. I really like seeing Kate McKinnon. So, you know, that's a plus.
Yeah. Everybody freaking Kate McKinnon.
He's a Holtzman fan.
Right. Everybody's a Holtzman fan. I'm a Gilbert fan. Kristen Wiig all the way.
I like Kristen Wiig too. Hell, I like Leslie Jones as well. I mean, the cast is great.
The cast is going to be great, but everybody finds Kate McKinnon hot. I'm talking about, I think Kristen Wiig is hot.
Well, plus Kate McKinnon is a very good actress. Have you seen her as Justin Bieber? Fucking
yes,
spot on and
hilarious.
Yeah,
I know. She's like, awesome as but they all have their... I can talk about Kristen Wiig's career. I mean, Paul was fucking amazing.
Oh, Paul was great. Yeah. Everything about Paul.
Exactly.
The cheesemaker is the dad. Oh, wait, that's a Walking
People
Dead
are just scared because it's Paul Feig's name on it. But and they're thinking Bridesmaids and his outrageousness. And
yeah, was it a bad movie?
Good. I don't know. I've never saw Bridesmaids.
No, it was a funny movie. I mean, I would actually be open to them all getting stuck in a bathroom and having somebody having to shit in the sink.
I don't... Let's see, it doesn't need to be get that far. That's,
well, they had bad food.
It's going to be
I understand. I get what happened in Bridesmaids, but yeah. First off, that would make no sense in Ghostbusters.
Maybe they get slimed.
They would have to reveal diarrhea. A lot more than just their legs, because you have to take that suit down the other way.
I'm sure they're wearing shirts.
I'm just saying. I don't understand. That's not a... I don't know. That's not a situation I can see that... But, I don't know, he doesn't need to go that far. These girls are great actresses, and I think they don't have to cross that gross line.
I don't think they're going to in this movie. There's no... Yeah, did you
that's
say there's
what everybody's
no need for it?
That's what everybody's afraid of. But I'm thinking they're thinking it's going to be like that. They're going to think it's all piss and shit jokes.
Well, because of the way she was talking about having to get the ooze out of every crack
everywhere. That was funny.
And then,
I get that.
Yeah, and then Melissa McCarthy in the one scene has the ooze coming out of everywhere. So I bet that's what they're going to do. Instead of shit jokes, it's all going to be, ooh, I got slimed, or they slime me jokes. They're all going to feel funky for a while. it's easily replaced. I mean, you got a substance at your disposal now. You can just dump as much slime on somebody as you want.
I can see that they might overuse the slime like a goddamn Nickelodeon TV show.
But I didn't see any blowers.
A B-horror movie with fake blood.
Right? Oh, I love B-rated horror movies with fake blood, though. Come on. Dead Alive
Evil
was
Dead
awesome.
Stuff.
Well, Evil Dead even.
Yeah, especially when the blood doesn't look like blood.
It's got chunky and
blue for some reason.
That's about gone, but it's time for this one then. Or maybe we should wait a minute. I'll do it. But yeah, it's like, but other than that, I mean, everything seems interesting. The new weapons, I'm always down for that. So
that's one of my favorite parts, is the new technology that they're coming out with.
Like, yeah, and it looks like each person has like a their own little unique thing too that we've kind of seen, except for Patty, really.
Well, yeah, we haven't really seen much on her. I think she's going to be a bigger deal than the trailer's letting on.
Well, let's hope it's not the whole Winston situation again.
Yeah, that's not going to be good for
it. It turned out this role was cast for Zoe Saldana, and she turned it down, and now it's like...
They're just writing her out for it.
Oh, shit.
I don't care. I just think she might have a bigger part in it than we all think.
They're a team.
Yeah.
That's why I think in the international trailer they changed
it. Across their jumpsuits.
Huh?
I'm sure that's how they're going to come across their jumpsuit.
I think she's going to...
City ordinance.
Yeah, that's how they get the
Ecto.
More,
mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. A lot more than what they're putting out. I think she might be the one that finds in the firehouse, because, yeah, spoilers to anybody that doesn't really pay attention to Ghostbusters, 90% of that trailer is in the goddamn firehouse.
Right. Well, and I'm wondering if maybe the reason we see bikes in the cart, or in some of those early photos from production, is because they don't have the car until they meet Patty. So I think they're going to do what they did in the original movie and have the original three going out, and then she's going to figure out, that's why she thinks it's a club or something. That's why she wants to be like, I want to join the club. So they're going to have pre-scenes, scenes, but they don't have the car. When in the original movie, they had the car first.
I don't think she's necessarily meaning it's a club.
No, I understand that, but she's seeing what they're doing because she's read about them or something.
Yeah.
So it's like they've already made headlines. And so it's like...
possible, because when you do see him talking to Chris Evans about the logo, it's just those three. Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
They had Janine before they had Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see, this makes me even more in my theory, but I'll go over that later.
It's a good theory.
Because I want to ask other people their theory. Well, I have two theories.
I have no theories.
No, there's got to be theories.
I've got a guesstimate and a hypotenuse. No.
Exactly.
I don't know, but it's going to be interesting either way. July, it just seems like it's so far away now.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it, especially because we got some awesome movies before that, even.
Batman!
I can't wait for that either.
And then, Captain America.
Oh, yeah.
Captain America is good. Things I like and dislike about those.
I really wish I wouldn't have gone back and actually read the Civil War storyline, because I always knew what it was. I had just never read it.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Right, because now, like, there's no way it can live up to the comics.
No way.
Because I'm missing 90% of them.
I've read it before, and I have forgotten most of it because it was a long time since I read it. Wasn't it a while ago when it came out, like 90s?
Yeah, yeah, because it's like, it's called the Mute.
I'm not like
talking. It ended with Captain America being killed.
Spoiler.
Do you have the Civil War?
No. Oh. I have the death of Captain America.
Right.
So he has the last book.
Yeah. No, yeah, it was a great series, but yeah.
Which, again, do you think they'll pull the trigger and do that at the end of this?
I don't know, depending. I don't know what...
Switching gears real quick.
Hold on. Unintended, pull the trigger.
I don't know what like, the death of Captain?
Yeah.
I don't know if Captain's going
to
go out.
No, he can't go yet. They still got Avenger movies to do, and he was part of the Infinity Wars.
But they've also had other caps in Bucky and Falcon.
True. Yeah, there was a good what if the Punisher was Captain America. That was good.
don't get me about Punisher. You guys do understand that now. I'm waiting for midnight.
Oh, yeah, that drops tomorrow, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Daredevil Season 2 of Punisher.
If they were smart, they would have released it next week. Just to kind of take a little bit piss out of Batman.
They're not going to... That's why they're bringing it out this week. So they don't have to deal with that. Or is that out this weekend?
No, Batman's next weekend.
Yeah, that's probably why they didn't want to go out against it.
Because nobody's going to sit at home when they could go out to the movies and spend a shit ton of money. I think I'd rather sit at home for a minute instead of having to fight those crowds. That's why it's like big movies.
Most of us, but there's a lot of people that flock to movies like that.
True, yeah. It's, again, that's why they got to have those things where you can't wear a suit, because I bet there's somebody who's like, I just built this suit. I even got the voice translator or the voice modulator, and I'm ready to be Batman in a theater with the glowing eyes.
You're making fun of that?
No. No.
I was like, are you serious?
Because I'm just saying, those are the only people that go to the opening.
Right, I was like, says the guy who's going to be dressed as a Ghostbuster with us at the new movie.
I know. What I'm saying is, like, those people go opening night. Yeah, and it's a lot easier to put together a Ghostbuster suit than it is to put together Batman.
Because it comes out July 15th, correct?
Yes.
That is a Friday. So I'm going to be trying to go opening night. I may take the fucking day off.
They actually do midnight shows.
Still trying to hopefully get something.
Even if the movie sucks, I'm going to have fun doing something with it.
Mm-hmm. Chances are we get to see it for free, so yay, plus.
Well, technically, we already have an offer to see it for free.
But that's done.
Springs.
Okay. Yeah, so.
No, yeah, it's fine.
I'd just rather not have to drive 2 hours after seeing it.
I understand.
Especially if it's a late screening.
Mm-hmm. I understand, but then I also thought about it because I could invite Joey's family, and I never actually see him when I do my Ghostbuster stuff.
Touching points. Mm. I love it. I like it. Yeah, because it's like, how often do you actually get to go do that when you have, you know, people down there? That's what it's about.
We go down there. We go to that comic book shop, which I'm totally blanking out the name.
The one in Manitou?
Yeah.
It's like C, is it some C's? There's some C's in there?
CK or something?
I don't know. I feel bad that I don't know that. But the one in Manitou on the Strip.
I'm pretty sure it's the only comic book store there.
Yeah, it is.
Freaking awesome. And we go down there. We usually go down there when we go down there. And I'm not going to make Joey drive to Manitou just to see me. He's got no interest in comics. So.
Right.
I mean, he may not even really be interested in the movie, but it's a kid's movie. He's got kids. Maybe a kid's movie. But it's
definitely
Joey.
More of a kid's movie than Deadpool, that's for sure.
Trust me, Joey. His kids are crazy. They're not going to worry about cussing. It's Joey.
I just want to see Superman bleed.
I want to just watch that movie.
Well, yeah, so do I. But I just really want to see Batman beat up Superman. It's going to be great. Sorry, I'm excited. I don't like Superman. About Batman beating up Superman. I don't like Superman.
Nobody likes Superman. Well,
there's people. I guess
some people Superman. Like Superman.
Superman's a chump.
Nobody here likes Superman.
No.
I mean, I give him credit for being the first superhero and what he meant at the time.
Right. Well, yeah, and I'm interested to see how they.
But that should have been like a once like. It should not still be around because his powers are absolutely. I mean, over the years. They have found a way to nerf his powers and such. But his powers are still unstoppable. It's fucking retarded.
Right. Well, just because, yeah, he's such a big name anyway. So they always have to have something. And now that they're finally making good movies about him.
I mean, if somebody has kryptonite, they can kick his ass.
Yeah. Or somebody just take him to another planet. Kick his ass there.
I was going
to
say, or put him really deep in the Earth's crust where he can't see the sun and he still gets his ass kicked.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you take away the sun and he's just a dude in blue spandex. Oh.
He needs to figure out what they do.
Spider-Man could kick his
ass. But as long
as
he's out in the sun, if he just wants to punch you in your face and rip your head off, he can. I mean, that's the only thing that makes him a hero, I guess, because he doesn't do that.
Yeah, but he still has his powers at night, but then again, that's just because the sun does whatever it does. It's still there.
Well, he's like a solar panel.
Right. There you go.
His
he
cells,
was green before
well, he
it
does.
Was cool.
His cells energize. So he's on a time limit. You got to keep him down there for a while.
With kryptonite, that should be easy.
It puts the lotion on it. Yeah.
But it is amazing how much of this rock...
the kryptonite.
Yeah. Again.
How much of this rock just ends up on Earth.
I guess a lot of it.
Right? Because, you know, Lex has some, Bruce has some.
Well, I've also haven't read a lot of... They probably did a lot of space missions and
whatever. I'd believe that.
According to the Supergirl TV show, there's like 10 Kryptonians on Earth.
I was going to say, that was another thing. He's supposed to be the only Kryptonian. I already know like 4.
And a dog.
Yeah, exactly.
That damn dog.
Crypto.
We all know Crypto.
Anyway, speaking of dogs, back to Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I was just about to ask, think there's, like...
I get it now.
What's the biggest differences between the two trailers, like...
Definitely no.
Are you talking about the
original one and the 2016?
Okay, I thought you were talking about the international and the U.S.
No, not yet. No, we can talk about that next since we're talking about differences.
Mm-hmm. There's no synthesizers.
But like, what's your opinion take on each one?
Well, the new one's very much played for comedy. The original was much more like a typical 80s horror movie trailer.
Yeah, exactly.
Lots of synth and the guy with the weird voice that's in all the 80s trailers.
Exactly. Every 80s trailer.
Oh, God. Ghosts are about porkies.
That's like I've heard that voice in every
movie. Right, he can make this funniest movie sound like it's going to be an absolutely terrifying horrible thing movie. To watch.
But once you saw the cast, Fible I would have been like, West. Oh, okay, this is going to be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Once I would have saw that cast.
Rick Moranis was always in funny stuff, except for Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
Well, but that was way after Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be funny.
Honey, I Blew Up the Kid was alright, I guess.
No, no, don't worry about it. We don't need to worry about that movie.
I think that's the reason why he retired. No, I'm just kidding. I
would retire. You know why, but yeah, that's pretty funny why.
After that, he really disappeared. That's the last thing I can remember of it.
If only most actors would do that. That's
not something to be remembered to be it, because that movie was pretty bad, right?
Yeah, if only most actors
would do that. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was gold. Should have just stopped
there.
Honey, I Shrunk Ourselves, I could let slide. Little bit of money extra, I can understand.
Whenever he filmed up for Universal.
But good God, you should have just stopped. Mm-hmm. No, well, the 3D movie, I was fine with that. That was absolutely fine. That
would be fun because you're part of the audience and shit. Oh, you got to do it?
Well, yeah. I was spoiled when I was a kid, and my favorite uncle and favorite aunt, I hate saying that, but I've always told them that, my Uncle Jimmy and my Aunt Lisa, they lived in Florida, and we used to get sent out there like every other summer, and we would either go to Disney World or we would go to Universal every summer. And that's cool. Because my aunt worked at Blue Tree, and we would alternate between Florida and Ohio, and like it was weird.
What's Blue Tree?
Double Tree Hotels. So she got.
I can't tell you the name, but there are
two trees.
She got us discounted tickets and stuff like that. So
nice. Way to do it.
I don't know if it was because my parents just didn't want us around.
They just the didn't want to tell you, but she just sucked a lot of dick to get you.
Wow, that's my mom, bro.
I think you might be.
She might listen to this. I doubt it, but she might. You just said that about her. I mean, you let her slap you when she sees you. No, never say something like that about your mom.
I wouldn't.
I know.
It's terrible. That is pretty funny, though. Go ahead.
The thing I like about the new movie compared to the old movie, trailer-wise, is the fact that there's actually ghosts, and they actually have to fight them.
A lot of ghosts, yeah.
I mean, we saw them take down Slimer, who was just flying around eating things. Then they took down a bunch of ghosts in the montage. Some we didn't even see what they were doing.
You're talking 84 right now. Okay, yes.
Yeah. Montage that we didn't really see what those ghosts were doing except for the jogger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there was the little montage at the end when they all get out of the hole in the building. When the containment unit gets shut off.
Okay.
There was a lot of ghost activity near the end of the movie.
They were kind of terrorizing stuff there, but nobody.
Well, like a lot of those, you didn't really see ghosts. You just saw swirls of light.
Oh, good point.
Swirls of light, except for the ghost that came out of the subway. Mm-hmm. Slimer once again coming out of the hot dogs.
The taxi driver,
taxi cab driver,
and he was driving like a.
You talking to me?
But they didn't actually go and fight them. Those were just ghosts, like. This movie, the new movie, 2016, I'm seeing a lot of.
Yeah, they were getting ganged up on.
Decks a ghost in the fucking face.
With ghost knuckles is our assumption. We didn't really get a clear picture of it.
But she's definitely punching it. We will
get a picture out of the new equipment soon.
Yeah, all we got. That's why he let everybody see the proton packs right away, because he was just like, "Check this shit out."
Yeah, check out
compared to what else we got.
We got a lot of shit.
Guns in those proton packs that you don't know that you already built.
Exactly. Everybody's like, "You built them wrong,"
right? They're like, "Oh, damn it!"
He's sitting there laughing the whole time. Fucking Fig was smart,
right?
But
he had some good writers apparently.
And there's just, well, I don't know about the writers yet. We're not going to get into that. Ghostbusters was a finely tuned comedy. It holds up till today. Anybody that watches it is still alive.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm not talking about anything with the problem. That's just
unless they're overly fucking sensitive, which I guess every Ghostbuster fan is, apparently.
But then again, the most of those are just YouTubers.
No, let's clarify. Not every Ghostbuster fan.
Not every Ghostbuster fan. There's a lot out there. Tight.
Ones with sexist. YouTube channels.
Anything ruins my fucking childhood.
I was just, yeah, just in general, fans like that is pissing me off.
How does it ruin your childhood? Can you not go back and watch the original after this one comes out? Mm-hmm. Do all the copies of the original one suddenly disappear?
Right, and especially the fact that you're no longer children and your childhood probably wasn't that bad. How could it be ruined since it's already over with?
All right, Paul Feig isn't taking a time machine, going back, fucking you in the mouth while you're 10 years old, and then going back.
No, not at all. He's running in right before your parents are done, and then he's like, pull out now! That ruined your childhood.
That would fuck up some childhood.
That doesn't get more fucked than
right. We were just talking about scarring a part of your childhood. Like I was talking about, like maybe watching Ghostbusters and him coming in and fucking your mom or something in front of you. But no, you went a step further with that. I applaud you.
I thought I went far with the face fucking.
That would be intense too. You're just watching a movie. Oh. But then again, you'd be a child. He would come in and do this to a child, and I don't see him doing that to children.
Well, no, not at all. That's why he can run around your parents. Other than the fact that he never answered my fucking question.
And I don't think I've ever not seen him wearing a suit.
No, he's a suit and bow tie.
What question?
I asked him a question a while back about the suits. He liked the tweet, but he never replied.
What was the question?
If they were made specifically for the movie, or if there was somewhere we could do them.
Like a normal flight suit.
Yeah.
Man, I'm saying shit, bro.
Thinking, fuck you too.
That's where he should have just been like, well, why don't you ask my costume
this right? Matter? He didn't just have to like it, so I know he saw it.
Yeah. Or his assistant's just like, click, click, click.
Which is the more likely scenario.
Hope he likes your thing. Oh my god, he liked my thing! Again, it's you just talking to somebody else. God damn it. Answer these tweets for me today, Sally.
Gozer's looking menacing in a box.
Yeah, he does.
Dick in a box.
No, cat.
He is a dick.
He is a dick in a box. All right.
He's got those eyes.
He is Gozer.
I'm going to kill somebody.
What I was getting at is that there's going to be ghosts. Yeah, a lot more ghosts.
A shit ton of ghosts. Blue ghosts.
That's my problem. I have an issue with what they look like.
They all
look the same.
Yeah.
Purplish and blue. Yeah.
Why those colors? I mean, I understand you're going for
Maybe they'll explain it. Who knows?
Oh, God. And you're colorblind to some of these colors, too. So it's like, what do you see? I know, but it's like, what does it look like to you?
They look like blue ghosts.
Okay. Does 3D work?
Huh?
Does 3D work with you?
Yeah, because it's not red-blue based. Or red.
Red-anything based?
Yeah, it's not red-blue based anymore.
General red.
That never really worked anyway.
No, because I definitely have to go see Batman in IMAX 3D.
Maybe the color of the blue just pops out better with 3D for the ghosts.
Maybe reasoning behind it. Who knows?
Just excited.
Slimer looks great.
Oh, yeah.
Slimer always looks great. Sounded dirty.
He had more of a green color to him in this one. I like it, but he just seemed more. He wasn't as transparent.
Well, it's very also cartoon. Digital HD video now. It's not as grainy as the Slimer we're used to seeing.
See through statues on the buildings.
Exactly. That we know of yet. I'll be on the lookout. Fucking gargoyle.
Right. Plus, this time they just get to make a Slimer instead of filming somebody on an old school green screen. Well,
supposedly, this was a puppet.
Oh, really? Nice.
Supposedly, that one was a puppet.
Jeff Dunham's in this movie. Nice.
He's a Slimer on his steed.
Puppet. On a steed.
On his steed.
Weird.
Yeah, I apologize for the Jeff Dunham joke. I'll go slam my head into a wall later, I promise.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible.
Aw, don't like Jeff Dunham, I see. Okay.
And not to mention,
even though this thing kind of does remind me of Ahmed, right?
Like my CD stand, because, you know, people still own CDs.
That's why you have so many CDs on your CD stand, right?
I bet that can hold Blu-rays. They're about the same size as a CD case.
Maybe.
I could try.
Give it some kind of use again.
Right?
Blu-rays. What was I going to say? I had something keep
just popped up. No, we keep being severely off track.
Yeah, something popped up.
We're talking about Blue Ghosts and Slimer and...
Well, I was also going to say about the comedy. Comedy is a lot different because in the 80s it was very dry and sarcastic and not in your face.
It was very
Today's boring. Kids are very, very offensive, I guess. I don't know. Or
offended by stuff.
Offended by stuff. That's true. But, like, we are also, I don't know, this one I think is a little bit more
slapsticky.
Slapsticky towards adults.
Said somebody gets slapped.
But not towards adults, but like younger than us.
Mm-hmm.
Like the 1920s.
They're trying to appeal to.
People that are going to be, they're trying to appeal to. That's their comedy. They've always, like, SpongeBob, stupid ass comedy. Hence why this comedy, they start trying to make money.
Yeah.
They're not trying to, like, make us happy. They are still trying to make money.
But there's going to be some great CG work, though.
So this is technically going to make younger people like it. Again, if it is still a good movie, I'm hoping it is a good
movie. Because again, some people, this will be the first time they've ever even seen a Ghostbuster.
Which is surprising to me.
Well, just because their parents never, maybe it wasn't their parents' favorite movie, so they were just like, whatever, they don't need to see this. Here, I got Top Gun, come watch this.
It's like a movie everybody loves when they see it and they recognize it, but they never remember to watch it when they're at home.
It's ridiculous. Like,
movies sometimes.
The Ghostbusters logo has something like a 96%
recognition
rate worldwide.
But, like, you walk past them and they're like, what are you supposed to be? Yeah, the Ghostbusters. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because there's even.
You know what the Ghostbuster means and you know the logo. You have no idea what I look like when you walk up to me from the left side. You have no idea who the fuck I am.
Look like a guy with a crazy thing on his fucking back.
Once I turn and you see that little logo, you're like, okay. I thought he was some dude with a weird bomb on his back. Yeah. Fast food restaurants always give me a weird look when my proton packs in the front seat because of that. I got asked that once. Like, is that a bomb or... No, haven't you ever seen the movie Ghostbusters?
Having one of these is the bomb. Or you could have just joked and been like, well, you know, if it's not tested properly, it probably could blow up. But no, it's not really a bomb.
It's like not technically.
But it does have the word it nuclear involved.
It could explode, but it's not a bomb.
It could explode at any time, but I'm not sure if it will. So, not a bomb.
What would you classify as a bomb, technically?
Should I put a flammable sticker on this thing? Does that count as flammable if it explodes?
It does have danger stickers on it.
It's not on fire, technically. It's not a fire explosion. It's just an explosion.
Damn.
Alright, we're going way off track again.
So yeah, because I was just about to make a joke. Causes
fire like a toilet paper.
Yeah, it's like you can have the latest Adam Sandler movie in your car and they'll be like, is that a bomb?
Ew.
Adam Sandler movies are
you
not
can do that good. Because now they're all going to be on Netflix. So they're going to be all digital bombs.
I saw they have DVDs for the Ridiculous 6 at Walmart and shit. They're making money. It's just Netflix is going to be the one making the money off that movie.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
right. I haven't watched it.
Exactly.
God.
I refuse to watch anything with Adam Sandler in it anymore.
I did watch, I'm sorry, a little off topic, but Blended wasn't bad. I liked Blended for the simple fact that it brought in old characters. Like, from every one of his movies. Blended was the movie where Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler go to Africa.
Oh, okay. Because there's like a there's they're in the in grocery every store.
Every one of his movies, he has every single did you one.
See not like this one though. He has 10-second Tom.
Did you see Dante's gonna be?
I thought
Colorado Springs Comic Con now too.
Dante?
Not that Dante.
Oh, the guy whose last name is actually Dante. From Grandma's Boy and stuff. Dante from Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, the gay lawyer and Big Daddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's going to be there.
Like I said, every one of those people are in every single fucking movie.
Yeah, but I mean, like, just specific characters is what it was.
After Grandma's Boy, what the main guy in Grandma's Boy stopped being in.
How many times?
Alan Covert. Yeah, he's 10-second Tom. He was in the blended.
Well, but he stopped being in a lot of them until then.
But the funniest cameo, though, was at the baseball game.
Rob Schneider there. Just
fuck no, Rob Schneider.
Not anymore, though.
No,
Rob Schneider does his own things now.
No, he's a stapler now.
No, the whole you can do
Rob Schneider's a stapler.
Rob Schneider. It wasn't Rob Schneider. It was a. Steve Buscemi.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it. Even like every other episode.
No, that was Rob Schneider.
But Steve Buscemi was in a lot of them, too.
Yeah, I know. He was
in them before Rob Schneider because he was one of Billy Madison who put the makeup on.
He's a delivery guy. And
God damn.
Yeah.
Big Daddy.
He has people right now.
No, but my favorite cameo in Blended though it was they were at the shooter. They were at a baseball game. Yeah, he was the shooter.
No, he was the shooter in
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but they had the Boy George guy playing the piano at the baseball game.
Oh shit,
Boy George. Yeah, it was funny shit. Dr. Chocolat.
So where the fuck were we when we left off on the Ghostbusters topic?
CG and stuff. And
yeah, we're talking about CG and stuff. We talked the differences between
the trailers.
The trailers. But let's talk about the differences between the international and...
No, it's a lot better.
And a lot more Chris Hemsworth.
If you haven't seen the international one, watch that one. Because that's way better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's got a lot more stuff.
Sort of.
Well, it's got a little bit more Thor. Ghostbuster
Chris
logo
Hemsworth
with titties.
Is not Thor.
And it's Thor.
The Ghostbuster logo with titties is hilarious. I'm not gonna lie.
What, should they be bigger?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It was pretty funny. No, it looks hilarious. And I don't think it'll be... I think they might be showing us all the slapsticky stuff now.
Of course.
It won't be that.
There's gonna be more trailers to drop. This is only the first one. They always have more trailers
to drop.
Yeah, well, the international as well, yeah, but then they'll put another one out in theaters at one point, getting closer to date time, and it'll be a more in-depth one. They always do this with movies,
Say attach it to Batman v Superman.
Right, well, that, and they gotta make little TV spots for it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, there's gonna be those.
Yeah, because it is yet to appear anywhere other than online, I think, in Ellen.
Ellen did it?
That's where it premiered.
Well, then Paul Feig.
I guess it makes sense.
I thought it would have premiered on The Talking Dead when Paul Feig was on the there, but no. No, it did already. Words are so hard sometimes.
Fuck English.
But there's just a few more scenes of Chris Hemsworth. They
get to see the Ecto 2 a little bit.
The Ecto 1. Again?
Two.
The bike.
Yeah. You see it a little bit better.
A little bit, yeah. Sort of. You get an overview.
They change scientists to friends.
Yeah, and New York to the world, or the world to, or yeah, New York to the world.
Yeah, they did kind of stop a world end, a world pandemic, didn't they?
Both times. Definitely the second time.
Yeah.
Vigo would have fucked everything up trying to take over the world. Carpathian.
Right? And it's weird because he just never seemed that threatening to me. But whatever.
Who, Vigo?
Yeah.
Even though he caused a lot of damage. He was a baby, though. Like, he wouldn't cause damage for a little while, but once he grew up, he would have been fucking nuts.
Well, yeah, you gotta think. It's like that guy's putting his body in there, but he wanted to be a baby, so that's that. He can't really do much. That's why Chucky had the better idea going with a 6-year-old. You could do more with a 6-year-old.
The only thing that was not believable about that storyline was no one would want Janusz as a dad.
No.
Yet alone as their trusted minion.
No.
I can't check on the baby. The baby okay.
You could have just been a minion, but not a trusted minion.
Yeah, every time I see him now, though, I think of Renfield.
Oh, hey,
you asshole!
Yes. I threw him off. Yes, that was a good movie.
Yeah. Best Dracula movie ever.
I keep forgetting he is Renfield. I always think of, I think he was in the show Numbers. He was the best friend with the main character. Show.
It's away from me. It's like the third time I popped it.
I can see that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, realistic. Right? Yeah, no, I'm just like, I'm just excited to see what these cameos are going to be about, too, when the movie comes out. Because I know they've all made cameos.
I'm so... So, like...
Think we can get Ernie Hudson to spill the beans?
No.
Like, because what if Rick Moranis did come back and just didn't want to tell anybody? That.
No, you won't. I just, like, I don't know. I have, like I said, my theories. I don't want to ramble all crazily like a nerd, but I do at the same time.
See, and that makes me kind of wonder, too, because in the trailer, in the background, on one of the screens...
I think this is what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, you see the names D. Barrett and V. Clortho. Now, why would they put V. Clortho instead of L. Tolley?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, right, too. That made no sense to me.
And, but it could be due to the fact that they got Sigourney back, but they didn't get Rick Moranis back.
Right.
So somehow it's a...
He got taken over again?
Yeah, or, you know, something weird along those lines.
See,
that or it's just there to fuck with us.
It's just a deep cut of the letting you know that they're thinking of Rick Moranis.
Just like, you know.
But also, you had to be a crazy Ghostbuster nerd like we are and pause and look at everything.
Yeah, just like on the Times Square scene. It's got the, that's a big Twinkie billboard.
Exactly. Which totally fades.
Into the 70s. Fuck off. I'll kill you.
It's funny.
I can't believe you didn't notice that. But, I think there's going to be a lot of things about...
His button made me laugh because of the 100 that Vinny got that were
wrong. Oh.
Which one?
Your smiley face.
Oh. Sorry.
I wanted to talk about, like... I forgot it.
Let's think about what this could have been. You were going in which direction now?
Don't worry about it. Just
okay,
talk.
Fine. I am talking. I did about nothing, though, but okay. So just back to the trailer. Okay, so yeah, with the V. Clortho and the D. Barrett, plus the thing that Melissa McCarthy's wearing kind of almost resembles just a modified version of what they had Lewis
a very modified version because it's not a
spaghetti
stranger this time.
But
that reminds me of what I was going to say. Okay. I was going to go into a theory.
Yeah, go for it. Theory time.
I just think it's going to be a lot to do with cross dimensions.
Oh, clearly with the way the city transported.
Exactly, some time travel or something involved.
I don't know about time travel.
Oh,
you're it clearly goes from current day to 1970s.
Maybe. Maybe that's time travel, but that could just be because of the power of the ghost, and that's what they see. Well, they enter the ghost world dimension.
Mm-hmm. And who knows? Well, unless all those ghosts happen to be in the 1970s.
Well, because some of them look, of them look like they had a 50s attire on too. So it's like maybe they watch New York just de-evolve by generation, so it's like you see that and then it happens again and it could be sometime during Prohibition era or some shit, you know? You never know.
Maybe, but yeah, because in the trailer all the stuff you see is clearly 70s
stuff. Yeah, and they were well-dressed in gowns and stuff, and that's all they used to wear back
then. Well, I'm talking about just, like, the movie advertisements and all that stuff.
A taxi driver? Movies, yeah. Yeah, that would...
That's... Boris Karloff movie.
But that might only be because they're in the New York... or whatever. Times Square. Central Park. Times Square. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
But, and the ghost energy makes them see, I don't know, like you said, I don't know, it's confusing. There's so many things, but I'm just saying that I think it's going to be a cross-dimensional thing. Somehow they're going to get their hands on the Ghostbusters original technology. I don't know maybe if it's their technology, but I think the reason why they find the firehouse is they stumble upon the old containment unit that's all dusty and forgot about.
Right.
And, like, they use a formula they find. Like, I think they're going to start off, like, Ghost Hunters type stuff.
I like it.
Where they're, like, actually, like, doing the EMF stuff like that.
Right.
Then they're going to
use
their knowledge of astrophysics and stuff like that. Whatever the hell else they said. They said a lot of scientific words I can't remember right now.
Sounds like you're making a 2-hour movie, or at least 2.5.
Like, I am. Able to do I all think that? This is going to be a big, long movie.
I don't know if they'll go 2.5.
I think most movies are now.
I think Batman v Superman's pushing it going 2.5.
Yeah, but every Batman movie has been 2.5.
I don't even know if it's going to be 2.5. I think it's going to be 2.
What?
Ghostbusters?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and what they want to do with... Yeah, Ghostbusters is probably going to at least be 1 or 150. Yeah, 2 would be... I'm okay with it, however long they want to make it. But just don't make it boring, like funny people. Or
just because the guys didn't show up on set at the same time doesn't mean they won't be in suits.
Well, yeah, and all we saw was...
And just because they have cameos written as somebody else doesn't mean they're going to expose the fact that they're going to be in it.
Well, exactly, and the thing about filming a movie, too, is they filmed a lot of it on a set. The only reason they got pictures of these people is because they were in public.
What if when they took down, like, somehow they talk about how the Ghostbusters disappeared? Or something like that. Because they took down Gozer. And, well, they took down his destroyer form. They never took down Gozer. They took down State Puff. It's not technically Gozer.
And they just closed the portal that Gozer was in?
Yeah. What if he came back and did something to them and put them in a different dimension?
Sounds like a good comic book story. Yeah, it sounds like a good movie story, too. Or
everybody forgot. Like I said, I have a few theories.
Well, unfortunately, either way, Egon has to. Something has bad has happened to Egon, or he could just pass the natural causes.
Or they're talking about how, like, Dan Aykroyd is a taxi cab driver. What if somehow along the way, they're helping them? Because everybody forgot about them. They're still who they are. They go by different names. They have different occupations. But they're still them. And like say he dropped the proton formula in the back seat of the taxi cab. Something stupid like that. Just to tie it in. I'm just trying. I'm throwing out far.
Yeah, I think that one's pretty.
I'm reaching because I want it to be another sequel. I don't want it to remake.
I really don't think it's gonna.
You can definitely tell you like to write. That is for sure. Because you're coming up with some really good ideas.
Which people could have used, but nobody actually tried to make
you. We don't know. Like you said, what if everything happened? And then all of a sudden you're going to be like, oh shit, I'm going to sue somebody. Somebody stole my story.
I want my goddamn movie check.
Where's my motherfucking movie check? We're going to Hollywood. Gonna shut this fucking movie down. Oh, they're already done with it? Fuck!
Well, then I'm going to go fly around the world and beat the shit out of everybody and talk bad about it.
Oh, yeah. God, if only people could do that.
Good old James Outlook. What's your next? What do you got on it? Come on. You haven't talked at all.
Yeah.
You haven't talked
Like, you're all making nonsense.
Pretty much.
But, yeah, it's like...
So, all right. I'm pretty sure I know what's going to be on the table. But who do you think, predict, is going to be your favorite Ghostbuster?
Oh. Well, it's probably going to be a toss-up between Hattie and Holtzman? Is that what we're calling him?
Holtzman?
Yes. Okay. So, yeah. So, because Leslie Jones, just to quote
Hattie's last name is Tallman.
Hattie Tallman. Okay. Yeah, because it's like her real name Leslie Jones and then Kay McKinnon, both those girls. Just hilarious. SNL, they work good together, so they're going to have chemistry. Yes. They're going to have chemistry regardless. And then Kristen Wiig thrown in there. I bet on the DVD there's going to have to be some blooper reel or something. Because there's no way these girls could keep a straight face through most of the shit.
I don't know, because they are damn good at sketch True. Comedy. So I think there's going to be a shit ton of ad-lib. There's going to be stuff that you're going to be like, where the hell did they come up with that? That's why I think it's going to be a little bit drier than a lot of people think.
Right. Well, yeah, because Melissa McCarthy hosted SNL a couple of weeks ago, and she did a pretty good job.
Wow.
Yeah, so Melissa McCarthy hosted SNL.
We're so professional.
Yeah, exactly. She did a really good job. There was one sketch, though, that they couldn't hold it together on.
Well,
they
were
fucking just cracking up big time.
And Kristen Wiig's from SNL as well.
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly,
the only one I don't think is Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, but she's got good improv skills. But with all of her other movies she's been in.
Well, yeah, like a lot of her comedy is like improv.
Yeah, I kind of want to see this Boss movie that's about to come out.
Surprised about that. I'm like, what the hell? She has two movies coming out in the same fucking like month?
Yeah, exactly. She's
her show's going away, so she's got time for more movies.
That's true. But I forgot she had that show the whole time, too. She was a busy
Molly
lady.
And
Molly. Yeah. Billy Bardell. That's a funny
He's a pretty good comedian. Yeah. I didn't really particularly care for that show much.
No, it's just it was basically Roseanne without the kids.
I was thinking it was King of Queens with
Batter
the annoying
people?
Sister.
Right. Oh, yeah, the annoying sister, huh? I forgot about that chick. I never really paid attention to Mike Vaughn.
Never seen it.
Then you're not going to miss it. I bet it's on Netflix.
I'm all right.
Billy Gardell's stand-up is good.
Freaking hilarious, everything mm-hmm. she's been in.
I haven't seen Spy yet.
So, but...
Spy was pretty good.
So you... What Who answered? Oh,
so I'm going to go just say both of them right off the bat. So Patty and Holtzman, Leslie Jones, and Kate McKenna. They'll probably be good. Even though I'm sure I'll like them all, I bet Kristen Wiig is going to be great. But just
why Kristen Wiig? Like, or not Kristen Wiig, sorry. Why Kate McKenna? Like, well, the character in general.
It's just the... Oh. So far, the outfit she's been wearing looks pretty cool. So she's definitely
the same outfit everybody else is wearing.
No, she's got different goggles and shit.
Glasses.
God.
Yeah, and plus the shit she wears with outside there or whatever. It's like she I don't know. She had some cool lab equipment clothes on. So it's like I don't know. And they just seem like they're gonna be funny.
Well, they're all gonna be funny.
Scotty,
Patty, and Kevin.
Hattie and Kevin?
You.
I thought you were going to say Holtzman as well.
I forgot about Kevin. Yes, Kevin should be funny.
Why? He suits up, he counts.
He is a Ghostbuster, I guess.
Because he made the logo with the boobs. That's why.
I'm going to... But why?
Because Thor is a shit.
Good God, he's not Thor in this, though.
He is mighty enough Kevin. To lift up this phone and say, "We got one!"
I'm gonna laugh if you like.
He gets like a proton hammer.
He hangs up the phone and they just, for some odd reason, put a lightning, like, thunder strike.
Just at the same time.
Just for some no reason at all. Just
he's like, sorry, about it. Just happens sometimes.
Or he's like nailing something with a hammer.
Oh,
Is this big enough?
I wonder if they'll do some kind of shot at it. That he's Thor.
It's like, do you have a hammer? All they have is a big old sledgehammer.
He probably won't be able to pick it up.
Okay, Kevin. That's entertaining.
Yeah.
And Patty, she's going to be awesome. She's going to fuck shit up.
I think she's there. She's going to, like I said, she's going to have a bigger role than people think.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
I'm going to have to go with Kristen Wiig and,
just because you like Kristen Wiig.
Well, I also like her character. I like the fact that she's like a teacher. She's extremely smart. She knows how to do this stuff, but she never actually did it. I kind of like
it's because she's Ray. That's why you like her.
And I also like Melissa McCarthy.
You want to secretly bang Ray.
I do not want to bang Ray.
Which is weird, because I thought, based on what I've seen in the commercial, is that the Kate McKinnon character would be the Ray, because she's building all the shit.
No, Kate, she'd be the Egon.
Egon. Everybody's comparing her to Egon.
Oh wow!
Because of her blonde hair,
totally
rare.
And I thought Kate goggles. McKinnon was totally, or not Kate. And I thought
no, she's very animated series Egon.
Wow! Well, only because of the hair
and the goggles
and the glasses and the fact that he's the one that makes all the tech.
Well, that's a good point. Wow. Okay, I just thought.
Yeah, remember he got it to where he only had to sleep what, like 3 hours?
3 hours, and he works on all the tech all the other time. The only thing that Ray does is he made. He helped with the containment unit, and he helped with the building of the proton bags.
Okay.
Everything else has pretty much been designed.
He's like the ghost expert. Like he knows
all. Hence why he has the bookstore.
And it's hard to find, pick out a leader. That's probably why I'm trying to figure it out.
There is
no leader. You're right. There is no leader. Oh, wow.
No, the only one that even tries to be a leader is the Venkman character.
Because he's the alpha.
He tries to be the alpha the entire time, but... They all still do whatever the hell they want anyway.
Yeah, good point.
The only person that gets pushed over once is poor...
I guess I've just been looking at this wrong.
Oh, sorry. Ray's the only one that really gets fucked in the whole deal because they both convince him to put up his house for the ghost.
Or maybe that's just how convincing this new movie is that they're not trying to be so specific on somebody's kid. But now that you mention it, I see it.
Yeah. Ray was always the one that was the book smarts. The one that created everything was Egon.
Yeah, you just never see Egon wearing those goggles in the first movie. That's
the loud, in-your-face character was Peter, which
so that's gonna
is
be good
Melissa McCarthy. Because every freaking movie she's ever been in, she's the asshole. She's still going to be the asshole. It's just her character.
Yeah.
And everybody's trying to compare her to Ray just because she's overweight. And like, cause yeah, I've heard it.
No, Ackroyd was looking good back then. It was Murray that was a little overweight.
They're all saying that she's the Ray character, and I think she's going to be more the Venkman character.
Oh, wow. I believe she's going to be the Venkman character, yeah. But
you know what? I think she's going to be the Winston character.
Oh.
Let's not be racist.
One of these things is not like the other. One of these things does belong.
I really don't think they're going to do that to her.
No, she's going to be... I think she's going to have just as an important part. She's just going to join like a quarter way after they're done doing what they've started doing. And then she's going to be all, bam, kicking some ass along the way. They have to have a montage.
Well, it's got to be a little earlier since, you know, the car. And...
Yeah, she brings them the car. So
exactly. And they're still in the
Chinese food restaurant at that point.
So yeah, I'm picturing definitely that's going to be in the first, like, 30 minutes of the movie.
And that goes to my other theory.
It's probably after they do the investigation that it shows at the beginning of the trailer, and then she starts getting ridiculed in public or whatever.
If you really look at it, it's totally just almost the same story, but a different dimension.
Right. Good point. Yeah, because I bet that's where it starts, is her probably getting ridiculed in the classroom or some shit. That being, like, the start of the movie. I don't know, yeah, because, I mean, that's almost where they... What are they doing exactly? Bankman just doing some...
Shocking the shit out of that poor kid. Scott.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah, he's got a name. There,
we're going back there. I didn't know we were talking about the beginning of the movie.
Well, I'm just trying to picture how they're going to start the movie now. Now I want to figure it out. Yeah,
I want to see what they do. I'm very interested in how the story progresses. I don't care about the jokes. I mean, the jokes are going to be funny either way. Stop being stuck
We haven't even talked about the jokes.
There wasn't really any jokes.
The power of Patty compels you. That shit's hilarious, but still.
How? Well, the only thing is, those two jokes.
You got that ghost out.
Well, yeah, but those two jokes have been retold over and over and over again. Those are not two of the best jokes to put on a trailer. I mean, because how many times have you heard "Let the power of Christ compel you" or "Let the power of whatever compel you" in a movie?
How many times have you seen it work?
Never. Except for Exorcist, except for the guy who jumped out a window and killed himself. In real life.
And, well, in this one, she makes the ghost jump out the window.
Sorry.
She's like, get your ass out this place. Get your ass out, my friend, and out this window.
But, like, just... So then, like I also said, that may not even be in the fucking movie. There's been so many times I've watched a scene in a movie or in a trailer, I'm like, wait for it. I'm like, how are they going to fit that in this movie? You wait for it, and it never shows up in the entire movie. They do cut things.
Cut things to where they look like they're together in the trailer, but in the movie they actually have nothing to do with one another.
Yeah. I just...
Like, yeah, exactly. The Batman Superman trailer is a perfect example of
that. Right.
Every trailer is an example of that.
I think the,
like you said, they usually Captain always America start with the end.
Too. Yeah.
And then they jumble it all up from there.
Yeah. But you were saying which part?
I think the Captain America trailer has a lot of that too.
It's all fucked up.
Yeah.
They're not gonna give you the storyline at all.
I mean, they kind of do. I mean, the only thing they're not giving you is
they're just the whole crossbones background and everything. Way too much into one movie.
That is true. This is going to be like a 3-hour movie, but Captain America films are usually almost a little over 2.5.
I don't know. I can look up the running time though.
Really? Yeah, because, I mean, they got so many people. I mean, that's why I thought it was going to be a 2-parter. If this is not a 2-parter, then I don't know.
This isn't... Well, this...
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's not. Be, but that's going to be intense.
Because right after...
Because...
I mean, it'll probably maybe have repercussions into Ant-Man 2...
Well, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
Black Panther...
There isn't anything else going to be called Civil War, though.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
That's what I was thinking about.
But this is also just the start of Civil War. Everything that happens after this... is during Civil War.
I mean,
it doesn't matter what the title is.
Right, yeah, because like I saw in one trailer, it was like Baron Zemo, but it's like, how are they going to do that?
I mean, supposedly Quicksilver might come back.
Oh, there was, because there was a chamber
in the background, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, who's in that? Because they thought it was the Winter Soldier.
But he's off to the side. Yep. You've seen the same article I did, obviously. Yes.
Yeah, it's very compelling. It's like, oh, that'd be interesting. Give him...
And it's like, no, that was just the artist's choice. He just went with that.
Yeah, it's not fair that Fox gets to keep their Quicksilver. They're like, but then again, Fox doesn't have the Scarlet Witch.
2.5 hours.
2.5. See? That won't be bad.
It's going to be an intense movie.
It will. Oh, man.
Because again, that is a long time. You can fit a lot in that movie.
How long was Winter Soldier?
Let me go back. It was right there.
Yeah, because Winter Soldier had to be about the same.
Oh, shit. Motherfuck bag. No. No. No.
Wow.
Shut up. There we go.
Sometimes.
Still trying to learn how to work this thing.
Wow. Your penis?
Well, that too, but...
Your penis has Wi-Fi?
2 hours, 8 minutes.
2 hours and 8? That's it?
Yeah.
Dude, that movie seemed like forever.
It does feel like
this one's going to be huge.
I mean, because Ant-Man was 2 hours, like, exactly.
We're not gonna, we don't.
That one goes fast. Sorry, no, I'm just trying to think of how, I'm sorry, all these Marvel movies are usually long. That's why I was surprised when Deadpool was only 1 hour 48.
That's a Fox movie, though.
True, but
it was like the perfect amount of time for that movie, though. That movie was awesome.
And they got a lot done. They wanted to do more, that's why they kept having him leave his guns everywhere. They were in the script, the original script, they had a lot of shit going on.
Well, I can't wait to see Cable in a second.
Oh, I know. I know, that's going to be awesome.
Wait till the unrated version comes out.
Oh, right. There's going to be so much to that movie.
Yeah, because the director said there's not going to be a director's cut. There's just going to be an unrated version.
Which is everything. They didn't cut shit from that.
Yeah, there was a lot. Well, that probably might make it a 2-hour movie.
I can only imagine all the shit T.J. Miller got in that movie that they ended up having to cut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Probably a good 30 minutes just ripping on each other's faces.
They need to make a Punisher movie like that. I'm sorry.
They do.
Wolverine movie.
Well,
and then all three of them need to have a battle.
Well, this next Wolverine movie, it will be rated R, so they're gonna, and it will be Old Man Logan, I guess.
I know that. So it's gonna be fucking mean.
Yeah.
And everybody's gonna be dead. Except for Logan.
He can't die.
He won't die. He wants to die. He just can't.
He's pretty much immortal.
Right?
There's gotta be a way to kill that motherfucker. You gotta be able to cut his head off or something. But you can't anymore because it's steel neck.
So adamantium.
He became immortal because of adamantium in the neck. I don't care. I don't like saying that word, okay?
But adamantium.
Yeah. Adamantium. There you go. Neck.
Yeah.
Can't cut
through.
Whoa.
Whoa. Shit be flickering up in this bitch. All
right. We need to start making EMFs soon, guys.
Is there anybody here?
Right, we should pick it up on here if anything's talking to us.
Alright, well, I'm going to throw a list out there real quick.
Oh, good.
Because we're at an hour, right?
Hour 7.
So I'm going to do a Ghostbuster list real quick.
Oh, what is this?
Well, shush. First off, what's one of your favorite memories that involves Ghostbusters?
Like, the movie or... us anything. Doing stuff.
Anything, just
Ghostbusters. Like, yeah, I had a lot of fun doing the haunted maze this Halloween. That was great. That's a good Ghostbuster memory. Getting to go through with some people as well.
Nice.
Thinking that we can protect them.
Doing those tours was fun.
Right. It's like, no, I really can't protect you either. I'm sorry.
Have you ever seen a Ghostbuster movie? They're kind of afraid of ghosts, even though their song says they're not. They are kind of.
And if they could, if they carry chainsaws, I'm out.
They just eventually grow their balls and fight them. They're always afraid at the beginning.
Right. That's how they work. That was like the moral of every cartoon episode.
I mean, they get scared the shit out of themselves a lot in 2, for God's sakes. They're always scared in 2.
Right.
Cartoons, they scream a lot because they were afraid.
Ray gets possessed, but they had to.
They eventually get their balls in a group and they fight it.
No, he would have been possessed twice in that film. Sorry, I'm just thinking about Ray.
Possessed twice in what film?
Number 2, when he said everybody's getting the shit scattered of him too.
Yeah, I guess possessed once.
Well, but they edited it out, right? Because it wasn't me driving the car. That was later, right?
Yeah, I think that's a deleted scene.
Yeah, sure. But that would have been the first time, and then the second time, because they don't hose him down until the end of the movie. So that was at the very end when he got...
That would have made no sense. That's probably why it got cut.
Right, but they did have him kind of zoning out on the picture, and then they cut from that. Sorry. Okay, now I see why.
Well, no, anytime he stared at Vigo, it was him slowly getting possessed. Mm-hmm. Okay, here.
Shit, I just had it. No, no way, because I was thinking about the Vigo shit.
Think about Vigo.
Fucking Vigo. Fucking shit up. Fuckity fuck 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 fuck. Oh, I always got a kick out of when we went to the Hard Rock Cafe the first time dressed up and got a standing ovation from everyone in the restaurant.
That was a good time.
That was a good feeling.
And like 2 minutes later, the song plays.
You know.
Yeah, they did that on purpose.
We haven't even been seated yet.
Can we at least sit down first?
Right?
You're trying to win favors and big tips, but you know what?
This is just
annoying. On second thought, we don't want to eat here. Fuck you.
Thanks for the ovation. You fucked it with the song.
Sorry.
You went too far. Yeah. You went too far.
Okay, so. You know how many times a day we hear this song? We don't want to hear it right before we eat. God damn it. Right?
I'm feeling like Soft Rock Cafe today. Let's go.
I really like them. The guys on the 16th Street Mall are amazing. That Hard Rock Cafe is awesome, and they always welcome us. It's nice. Also, the people at 1UP.
Anybody that wouldn't welcome Ghostbusters can fuck up.
Our bar is definitely 1UP.
1UP. Yeah, that's
talking about fun. Merging shirts with us.
Wow.
I guess.
Gail connections.
Awesome. Gail's the bartender there. She's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways. My favorite memory.
Kind of should talk to the guy that owns the logo, technically.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Legal issues.
The logo I made. My logo.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so then the next part of your list.
Oh, I didn't even say what mine was.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah, okay, sorry. And then your first part.
You don't even care about me, I see how it is.
Oh, shit. Thought we were on the same part.
No, my favorite memory, I guess, would be the first time I know you don't like it, but it was the first time we put on the suits.
Oh, yeah.
That Halloween night. Whatever. That's not the night you should fuck. I mean, then
I got food poisoning and I fucked that night.
Whatever, you did not. Oh, but yeah, the mushroom did fuck you up.
Yeah, fuck that night.
That wasn't until later.
No, after I was fucked up half that night.
I don't know if it was the food or the drinking we were doing, because later on we found out you can't drink anything without throwing up. Yeah. We have determined that. You can take a swig of cider and you've got to go throw up. It's ridiculous.
It's been like 2 times.
So we drank a shit ton that night. You may not have had food poisoning.
Yeah, I think it was food poisoning.
All right, well, either way, we're staying away from the mushroom place. But which I still... one? Mellow Mushroom on 16th Street Mall. He swears up and down that he got food poisoning. I think it was the alcohol. We had such a fun night that night. We went to a bunch of bars. We ran around. Dressed as Ghostbusters, getting pictures taken of us. We didn't have proton packs. We didn't have elbow pads.
I T-bowed on a cow at one point. I remember that.
So far from being movie accurate, but
just had the patches, right?
Yeah, but people loved, and I had my hat
and the belts
and the belts, and the people just loved us.
We're walking down the mall. We just happened to see Kevin in his Ecto drive past.
It was hilarious.
We're like, wait, what?
And that was the first time you guys met Kevin, or
you're no,
Kevin
no, we far? Met Kevin at DCC that year.
Okay,
well, the next year, because we're talking about Halloween here, so it was DCC the next year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and just because that's kind of what started it all, on what I have very enjoyed having to do in my life, because I've met a lot of wonderful people and done a lot of wonderful things.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
All right. That was a stupid one. That would have been easy. Favorite ghost?
Oh, man.
Samhain.
I don't know why, but I always liked, what was his name? I think Sandman.
Because he always just talked like this. And you just got to listen to it. And that kind of makes you want to go to bed anyway.
For you yourself.
Right?
I can't even get that freaking whispering.
Lots of practice. He must have really liked that character.
It all kind of originally stemmed from doing other voices down there, too. It's like, that was this lady. That was this lady.
Sounds like... chick from Beetlejuice.
Almost, yeah.
There was like this lady that would come through and order cigarettes all the time. I need 3 bags of Pomo Red 100s. And she'd have her change ready.
Smoky Jewish lady.
Every day, this is what she'd come through and order.
Mine is, of course, Slimer. Has been, always will be. Doesn't matter.
I like Stay Puft too.
Oh, in that case, the Ghost Peter.
I like Ghost Peter. All
when they're like regular all Peter. Suits. Don't joke, kid yourself. You like regular Peter too. In your mouth.
All the Ghostbusters are pretty fucking cool. That's a good episode.
That's a good explanation of why they don't wear the old uniforms. In the cartoon.
Terror toilets.
Right? Oh, the terror toilets. Yeah. But those are just toys. Were they part of the show? That would have been terrible. Man has ass eaten off by toilet. Ghostbusters called it. That's not what I'm fucking calling it. Oh, man. I don't know that. That's what I'm calling it. My toilet eats my ass.
A cartoon.
I would never shit again.
Right.
I would get a colostomy bag just so I wouldn't have to.
Hey.
I love the classic monster toys, though, too, that they did.
I think that's why a lot of kids had problems potty training back then.
And Ghoulies. Was it Ghoulies or Chud? Which one was it where they came out of the toilet? Sorry, my parents let me watch a lot of horror movies.
I know that Killer Clowns from Outer Space, they had clowns come out of the toilet.
That's terrifying.
But it was like it wasn't the toilet. It was the laundry hamper.
Oh.
It might have came out of
the toilet. Do they come out of that like they come
out of
the toilet?
No, they come out of the toilet, too. No, they're little popcorn.
And
as the popcorn grows up, they turn into these little fucking sticks with clown heads on it. And they try to eat you. You've never seen that movie?
I just don't remember that part. I've seen the movie a lot. I just don't remember that part.
She gets shot with the popcorn gun. whatever. Anyway, last question since we gotta end this. I'm sorry, I'm making this up on the fly here.
On the fly. Make this up on the fly.
Help me out here. I can't always be the one that does this.
So,
I didn't even know we were doing the list.
We always do a list. It's our thing. Kind of.
Your favorite Ghostbuster item? Besides the proton pack?
So, Ghostbuster technology besides proton pack?
Or
Ghostbuster collectible.
Collectibles, I'm guessing. Maybe, yeah, something that you... personally, that's your collectibles.
Okay.
Seem fair? Or, I don't know. Hmm. What's your favorite moment in the board game?
I'm getting slimed 100 times.
Right? Oh, God. Speaking of the board game...
We need to get down and play that.
Yes.
Well, and they just released that in April, they're starting a Kickstarter for Ghostbusters 2, the board game.
Already?
It's like, I just got this one, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's a good thing you got.
What, is this one going to come, a month and a half after I'm supposed to get it, too?
So now we're going to get Vigo and all the other ones, same name, probably.
Probably, yeah.
I was at a Tradesmart the other day.
But wait, answer his question.
Sorry, piece of memorabilia. No, but I saw that game, and it wasn't even the deluxe edition, $89. Paid out the ass for that game, that's for sure. You got right stuff because of the Kickstarter thing. And so I'm glad I don't have to buy a copy because $90 for the game. And it's not even the deluxe edition.
They're overcharging for it anyways. The regular edition is only supposed to be like $55-$60.
Okay. Maybe it is the deluxe edition. I don't know. Maybe the box does look the same.
Well, but that's the Kickstarter only. You can only get that edition through Kickstarter.
Maybe they Kickstarted it to sell it.
Tradesmart does shit like that.
There's a retailer exclusive for the Kickstarter.
Oh, okay.
Alright, well, continue.
Yo, mama.
Games also.
Fuck, I
favorite,
don't know.
Favorite collectible and memorabilia piece, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. Wish I still had mine.
Besides my proton pack.
But I guess if you want to.
Well, my proton pack's trying to beat everything because that's expensive and I built it. So that's not counting. We're not going to count. So I'm just.
Okay. I guess that's
the question.
Yeah, I don't even have that much.
Maybe not memorabilia. Okay, so
recant it?
Yeah, I recant the... Stricken from the record books. A motion to proceed. Okay. I don't know anything I'm saying. I'm trying to... making up a list is hard.
No, I'm okay with this. I'm just trying to think of what I had that I cherish more than everything.
I used to have a Peter like you did.
I have the 80s toy of Ray, but it's not mine, so I don't have a sentimental attachment to it. If I ever get my silicone Slimer, that'd probably be my favorite piece.
Oh, yeah.
But I would have to say probably my Blockbuster wooden Ghostbuster poster. I got it at Blockbuster. I got it when I was like 18. I've had it for fucking ever.
Right.
Then, well, I don't have it anymore, but I used to have a hat. Just a black hat that had the Ghostbuster emblem on.
Mm-hmm.
I found it, I guess it was given to me by a ghost.
But you just found it?
Because, my friend Mandy found it underneath her bed. And I never went into her bedroom. I never owned that kind of hat. Nobody she ever brought over to that house was that kind of person. And she just found a Ghostbuster hat and gave it to me. Well, she just... Not
you people.
She hung out with... she hung out with hotheads and...
That's probably what it was. Somebody was like, check out this new...
But there you go, gangsters.
Not nerds.
Right, there you go. It's hard to explain what I'm trying to say here.
Yes.
But okay, so yours now. So, hat or my poster?
I mean, you got a lot of stuff, too. I want his collection.
I don't have much.
You got the figures.
My vinyl Ray is awesome.
I don't know, I really like my
one day
San Diego Comic-Con Egon. Or my Funko Pops.
My
board game is pretty fucking awesome.
Nice.
It's not a complete run.
I'm missing the last four. Until they change to the girls.
And you're missing Mass Hysteria.
I'm only missing three issues of Mass Hysteria.
You're still missing them. That's like.
Yeah, I'm missing some Mass Hysteria too.
Hey, if my collection can't be considered complete, neither can you.
Because you don't have the first one, so it's cool.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's... I don't really have much memorabilia either, now that I think about it. It's like
this. Oh, and yes, I do have another one. So, I got it a couple weeks ago.
Which one?
Ghostbusters one. I found it at the comic store on my house.
I need to go do that.
So, what's your favorite?
I don't have a definitive favorite.
Yeah, I would have one thing.
The Stay Puft I bought you.
That thing's awesome. It overlooks my entire room.
Nice.
I like it.
Yeah. That is awesome. Somebody's
surprising. And then I bought a little 12-inch exact duplicate of it.
Oh, perfect. Nice.
I was the shit out of that thing.
Good.
Yeah, that's why I was waiting for these new toys to come out so I can get some of those.
But I got some Winston.
I still want to know what's going on. Fucking Rowan?
Atkinson?
No, Rowan. The No Ghost's new name.
He has a name?
The bad ghost and the new Ghostbuster is supposed to resemble him, so technically he has a name now.
No, I think he sees the logo and takes on the form of it. That's my take on that.
That'd be even better. How funny.
Because it can possess things and stuff, so why not take the logo, take something that's supposed to be good and flip it.
We'll see.
Alright, but out. Yeah, we're at.
Yeah, well, almost he now needs to say his favorite memorabilia.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't really have anything. Sorry, I don't really have anything except for, the bank. Because everything is either gone or it's
Strawberry.
The bank?
It's a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man bank.
Oh, it's, that you bought at the comic
book. Yeah, the burnt special edition one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. That's,
I want your vinyl.
Which one?
All of them. The Ghostbuster vinyl?
Yeah, I have two of them.
Fuck you.
Remember I have the happy and the...
Burnt one.
Burnt one.
Not the vinyl. The vinyl. Don't you have the record?
Oh, the record.
Oh, the vinyl. Yeah.
Do you still have what vinyl actually is meant to be called?
It's hanging right above my TV. I wish I could get above that.
Nice. Oh, never mind. I kept thinking... Never mind. He bought his own. Never
mind. No, he got it from a...
No, I'm not talking about him. Somebody else. There. No longer with us.
Oh. Yeah. All right. But that's it. Oh, no. So it's your bank?
Yeah, it'll be my bank. For now. Until I can get those toys at a reasonable price. Because the next series is about to come out real soon.
What's reasonable?
Under $25. Oh. I mean, $24.99 is what I saw.
Except the comic store up by my house, they have all of the deluxe editions for $30 each.
Yeah, because that's... Yeah.
The ones that come with the set piece so you can build...
Oh my god. Then TradeSmart actually is the good deal on this one because they did have the pieces. They were $24.99.
Oh yeah, that's a good price then.
Okay,
cool. Because I paid, I think, $12 for my regular Winston. Mm-hmm. He doesn't come with the set piece.
Oh, if I had a new Slimer as big as your skin.
Because there was the deal. Only certain...
Ask that Caitlin chick where she got hers. She has a pretty big stuff Slimer.
Nice. Oh, that's great.
Fuck off.
I'll
pee on you.
No.
I'll pee on you.
Anyway. That's my way of saying all right, I have to fucking pee.
This is the end of our podcast.
Yeah, for just more incoherent rambling.
So, at the beginning of the podcast, you'll have heard our brand new intro theme. Done by our buddy Mike Ebrill from the Loved It, Hated It podcast. He did it all on a 70s synth with guitar, so...
We're talking about everything with synth earlier.
Right? Yeah. So it kind of goes along with that, but it's fucking badass. Got a pretty wicked 8-bit sound out of it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So hope you guys dig that and check out their podcast, check out his work. And... Yeah, until next time, keep it nerdy.